So in the beginning then, God himself, when the universe folds up, he goes, goes into a state of rest and sleep. And in this state, it absorbs everything that it has learned. All the lives in the universe join with God, and we absorb everything that we've learned. Just like when you sleep in real life, your emotional body accesses your brain and your memories, and then it uses those to produce interesting dream experiences. So in between creation, God and us with God, we dream, we access all the memories of the past and put them together in all kinds of situations to produce fascinating dreams. And after we've dreamed about everything that we could dream, then we decide to come back and we create a new universe to explore. And as we awake from this dream in a new creation, first of all, what is developed? The first thing that gets developed is what sense? In our history, say from the beginning of this creation to now, what was the first thing that God developed in us? Okay, but what sense? You know, we have our senses, right? There's five senses? And then supposedly sixth. What's the first thing that God developed?
Hearing.
Feeling?
Hearing.
Seeing?
Hearing.
Yeah. No, yes. Before hearing.
Smelling?
No.
Sight?
No.
Feeling.
What?
Feeling.
Feeling.
Like emotional feeling or physical feeling?
Just feeling. Yeah. Just think of the word feeling. Encompasses everything from love to higher and lower emotions, everything, but feeling. So the lives, when there was no form or anything, we began to feel. This is the first sense. And we could feel each other and we could communicate with each other through feeling. And then the next thing that we began to access was what? What's the next sense?
Consciousness.
What?
Consciousness. She's saying consciousness.
Communication.
No, what's the next sense?
Communication.
What?
Communication.
No, that's not a sense. What's the sense? Five senses. What are they?
Sight.
What's the next sense?
It can be a feeling, sort of.
Audience. Sound, right?
Sound.
Okay. The next thing was sound. So we began to feel, and we began to feel a desire for more than just the dream state. And as this feeling began to reach a point of tension, then the sound began to go out. And in the beginning was what?
The word.
The word or the sound. Okay, that was the beginning of the physical manifestation, was the word. Before physical manifestation, we grew in the feeling nature, and the feeling became so strong that we produced a sound. And the sounds produced all kinds of form. And then after sound, what happened? What did we develop next?
Sight.
Because the sound created the forms, and after the forms were created, then we desired to see what the forms were. I mean, what good are a whole bunch of forms floating around if we can't see them? Okay. So we developed the ability to see these forms. So in the beginning was feeling, and the feeling intensified and threw out waves of sound. The sound created forms, then we desired to experience these forms, so we developed vision. We developed the vision to see the forms, and then when we could see them, we could manipulate them and form them into all kinds of things that would make the universe the way that it is. And then what's the next sense that we developed?
Taste.
All right. And then to taste it, to actually taste that form, we had to do what?
Cook it.
Another guess. How did we taste form?
Physical body.
Right, we jumped into it. You and your body are tasting form by being incarnated in a physical body. You're tasting form. And so we incarnated in all kinds. We portioned out ourselves. Now, you were never, you as you are now, were never an animal or a plant, but parts of your soul were projected into all the kingdoms in one way or another. So the whole you were not a plant or an animal, but portions of you have been in all the kingdoms, from the mineral, the plant, the animal, and now your higher self has gathered a higher portion of itself to create you. You're much more and greater endowment from your higher self. It takes a much greater endowment of the higher self to make a human than to make the lower forms of life. And then when we become, enter into the kingdom of God, then we become one with the higher self, and so we see through the eyes of the higher self then. The next sense we developed was what? One more sense.
Love
isn't a sense. Okay.
Touch?
No, touch is part of the feeling. Touch is associated with the feeling. What?
Smell.
Smell. Okay.
Smell. Smell's
part of taste, isn't it? No. Taste and smell are two totally different things.
My dad can't smell. You can't have one
without the other. Yeah. Okay. What corresponds to smell? We incarnate and then we learn to smell in the spiritual sense.
Savor.
When you smell, what are you actually smelling? If you smell a... If you taste... If you see a flower before you and you eat it, okay, you can taste it. That's the flower. You know. But if you smell a flower, you're not really destroying it or anything, are you? You're just taking in its essence. And the particles that it radiates are so tiny, it's amazing that we can smell them. And when you consider how much better a dog's smell is than ours, it's absolutely fantastic that with such a small number of molecules in the air, of what can be picked up with smell. So smell corresponds to what? Taste corresponds to incarnating in the physical. And we taste, we're tasting what physical matter is all about. When we develop a spiritual smell, what are we accessing then?
Observing?
Yeah, what? Absorbing what?
Ambiance.
Okay.
Sensation.
Memory.
Now, again, let's look at the law of correspondences. When we're tasting, we absorb. If you're eating a hamburger, you eat the whole hamburger. You're just absorbing the whole thing. When we incarnate, you throw yourself completely in a physical body. You're completely in there. When you smell something, you only smell just about a billionth of what it is. Just a small essence. It's such a small essence that it's amazing that we can even smell it. So what corresponds to that? We're here, we're tasting physical reality, and next we smell on a spiritual level. What are we accessing?
Evolving back towards spirit.
There, he's on the right track there.
Evolving back towards spirit.
Right. By smelling, you're accessing the spiritual world and the essence of that, whose particles are very refined. Just like the particles that you smell from a rose are so refined that, you know, we couldn't capture any of them. There's no way to take a net and capture those particles. There's no way to take a net and capture a bunch of spirit matter and say, here it is, let's look at it under a microscope. So when we develop spiritual smell, we realize there's something else out there beyond the physical that we can't see. And when we develop that spiritual sense, this is a really important sense for us to develop on the spiritual level, because when we develop it, we internally realize there are things beyond the physical. Now, the atheist hasn't really developed that, because he thinks there's just the physical reality is all there is. So he has no sense of spiritual smell. Yeah.
So on several occasions in my life, I've smelled spiritual things. And on every one of those occasions, it had to do with how a person felt about me. Mm-hmm. So I had a boss one time, for example, when I was about 18 years old, and we were manufacturing stuff, and I had smelled this very sweet smell when I looked at that guy. And I realized that that was my spirit, and that he had very good intentions toward me, you know, that he had a good judgment of me and that he had a good intention toward me.
Yeah.
On other occasions, I've smelled a terrible stink, like a sewer, where I realized that that person had a terrible judgment of me and had bad intentions toward me.
You can smell judgment?
Yeah, I can smell their attitude toward me.
There's levels of feeling and touch beyond the physical. There's levels of hearing beyond the physical. There's levels of sight beyond the physical. So there's a number of different correspondences. But going back to the beginning, on a wide level, in creation, the first thing God did was develop this feeling nature, and then the ability to manipulate sound, and then to see what the sounds created, and then to be able to access and taste the creations by incarnating in them, and then by being able to smell and perceive things beyond the physical, once he's in the physical. Because the trouble with coming down in the physical, it's so dense that we tend to lose awareness of everything beyond the physical. And we have to gain this back with our spiritual sense of smell.
How intuition?
Intuition is part of that, yeah. It's intuition, as we understand it, is we look at it more on a personal level, but it's part of that process, yeah. Let's take just a short break, and then we'll come back in about 5 minutes.